الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقال تبارك وتعالى والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله هم يكفرون. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير نساء ركبن الإبل صالح نساء قريش أحناه على ولد في صغره وراءه على أزواج في ذات يدي. متفق عليه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders, brothers, and young ones in Islam, I have recited one verse from chapter 14, plus a hadith which is related by Hazrat Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. In the hadith, Hazrat Abi Huraira says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khayru nisa'in rakibin al-ibil. The best woman which rides the camel. Salihu nisa'i Quraishin. They are the pious women of Quraysh. Because normally, in those days, the mode of transport was camels. And from this hadith, we can see the women used to ride the camel. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best woman who rides the camel is the pious woman of Quraysh. Now, what is the merit and the scale of a pious woman? You will say, well, she must be reading whole night tahajjud, nafil namaz, excess of Quran reading, zikrullah, etc., etc. But what is the scale and the merit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts here of a pious woman? And a pious woman of Quraysh, tribe of Quraysh. Say, أَحْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَلَدٍ فِي صِغَرِهِ. Say, pious woman is that woman who's kind and give all love to the minor children. When they are minor, that woman gives all the love, all the attention, 100% to the child. So when that child grows, he gives 100% attention to the father and to the mother. You don't leave them to the maids. And we are seeing that today. I have a friend in Newcastle. And here the child, after 18 years, suddenly he phoned me up and said, the child is very, very ill. Then, from one specialist to another specialist, Alhamdulillah, the child had life. She was saved. But what was the cause of that illness was this. Left the child to the maid, gave her instructions to every second hour, every 2 hours or 2 hours, warm the milk and give to the child. That maid gave the child cold milk, turned into bronchitis, and from after that, you know, so many other sicknesses come from bronchitis. It comes, what comes? Pneumonia, and the double and triple pneumonia, and then you'll end up in the grave. Now, what is the cause of having that pneumonia or bronchitis? Because that mother was supposed to give all the love to the child. She was going to work, in the books of the husband, neglected the child. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ahnahu ala waladin fi sigharihi." When the child is minor, when he's small, she gives all the attention, all the love to the child, whatever the child requires. And the second merit and the scale is this, of a pious woman, "Warahu ala azwajin fi dhati yadayhi." She protects the wealth, the house, her bed, and everything of the husband. When he leaves the house, she protects his wealth. Ala azwatin fi zati yadayh, looks after his children, after his bed, everything she looks after. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he is a pious woman of Quraysh. Kind to the children, looking after the affairs of the husband. If you have got that woman, and that type of woman, and that pious woman, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala ukhbiruka bi khayri ma yuknas. May I reveal to you what is the best of treasure in the world is a pious woman. And the merit of the pious woman is this. Another hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, which is related by Abi Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, "Mastafad al-mu'min ba'da taqwa Allah." The greatest thing after taqwa. What is taqwa? We always, this verse 3 times is recited time of nikah, taqwa. Why 3 times? حَقَّ تُقَاتِي يَا الَّذِي آمُدْ تَقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي 3 times. Speaking to the mu'mineens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Says, what is the meaning of taqwa? I was reading in one of the books of Hakim, Hazrat Akhtar Sahib, and somebody asked him about taqwa. He said, well, whole night a man is reading his tahajjud, his nawafil, zikr, etc., etc. The example of that he gives, that the government says you for 3 days there shall be no water. You fill up your tank, you fill up from top, but the tap is open at the bottom. 3 days you filling your tank, will the tank fill up? You putting water on top. The tap is open. So you say the tap must be closed. You read tahajjud, you make all the zikr, nawafil, etc., everything. But you indulging in haram, unlawful things, unlawful acts, zina, adultery, etc., etc. So he says, just like you opening the tab at the bottom, he say, no taqwa. And he has got a lot of humor because I have met him very seldom. I think once only in my life I met him. But I know him mostly by his books. From years I've been reading his book. They say, well, at night you're reading all the zikr, making all the zikr and tahajjud and nawafil, etc. And in the morning when you go to the shop, the teddy girl comes. They call in Pakistan teddy girls. And what you are doing, you are studying the teddy girl. You're studying. You say that is not taqwa. You're studying her. Study kar rahe hai ke steady girl ko. You say. So now, if you don't protect your eyes and ears, therefore another one kitab I was seeing that says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us 2 ears. The right one is to listen to the mother, and the left one is to listen to the wife. And then judge afterwards. Just like 2 ears. One is for the mother, and other one is for the wife. If you listen only to the mother, there is problem to this. And only to the wife, then that is a knife again, you say. That is going to kill you. It's not going to work out. Mother is going to get. So, listen to the both. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the greatest ni'mat we have person of God after taqwa Allah. And taqwa means fulfilling all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those things which are made haram and unlawful to abstain from that. That is the meaning of taqwa. If you have got that taqwa, after that, the greatest thing a man has got, مَسْتَفَادَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بَعْدَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ زَوْجَةٍ صَالِحًا. If you got a pious woman after taqwa, that is the greatest gift on this earth. And what is the merit again, he says, of a pious woman? In amaraha ata'atho. If he orders of anything, within reason, she obeys. When nazara ilayha sarratho. When he looks at her, it pleases him. A good woman, a obedient woman. She obeys me. And my husband used to always say, bhai, kaam to in bichare aurton ko karna hai. Humne to sirf zaban hila di. We told, 10 aadmi aa rahe 10 aadmi khana paka do. Humne sirf zaban hila di. Kaam to inko bichare ko sab karna hai, sir. Aur agar yun keh diya, ki kya ye hotel hai, to humare kya izzat rahi. Humare to izzat inke wajah se hai, ghar ke sare izzat. Great people, you see. 10 people. We just shake our... 10 people are coming tomorrow. Who have to do all the work? Stand by the stove? The wives. He says, if she says, what do you think? Is this the hotel? Tumhari kya izzat rahi hai ka? Badi badi baat ek taraf reh jayegi. And it happened many a times. I remember 10 o'clock visitors came. And our Hazrat ji sent a message that I have got so many people came. He said, yeah, abhi is waqt we have got no time to cook for 10 people. Hazrat ji said, she's right. She's within her rights, she's telling and she's refusing. Take this money, go to Madbakh and tell them to cook for 10 people. And they should cook. He was never annoyed. If there was me and you, we'll go inside and she's sleeping for 2 weeks on the bed. I'm giving you everything. I'm looking after you. Give you a shelter. Looking after your children. But if she refuses, it's within her rights. People are speaking about human rights today, woman rights. But our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, human rights 1400 years back. You pick up the Quran, pick up the Hadith and see what is woman rights there. So he said, why nazaraha sarratho makes him happy when he looks at her. Why aqsama alayha abarratho. And she says, no, I don't want to do this work here. He said, I have taken the oath now. So my darling, you have to do it. My sweetheart, you have to do it. I have taken the oath now. I say, well, she said, I'll fulfill your oath. No way namaz came here. Can you see any way namaz came? Roza came. That's all for her, Jannat. When ghabahanha nasahattu fi nafsiha wa malihi. And whenever he is absent from the house, she looks after her body. She looks after his house. She looks after his children. She looks after his wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is the greatest gift in this dunya. Respected brothers, I think this brother told me, Ali Saab told me, 15 minutes. And my brother-in-law sent a message, not more than 20 minutes. So I think I should take my brother-in-law's advice. I'm going to 15 minutes now. I'll take another 5 minutes, I think. Will you allow me for that? Because my brother-in-law, I respect him, you know. my Hafiz Dawood, my brother, no, and very honorable brother, no. Because today, whatever I am relating to you in Arabic, that is his barakat. He gave me a ticket to go to Egypt in 1965, which I can't forget. I can't forget, you know. His ihsan and his kindness to me. May Allah reward him many, many folds. So I'll take his 5 minutes. You see, studying husband and wife, we see many a times their troubles on petty things. Very, very petty. I was just relating one incident to my uncle this afternoon, that many a times there are differences when it comes to systemizing yourself. Husband is very, very systemized, but the wife is not systemized. Wife is systemized, husband is not systemized. She just leaves anything. You come to the house, you give herself, well, keep this 500 rands, and she just goes and keeps it. Now, when you ask her next time again, where is that 500 rand now? She's looking, toppling the whole house now. I don't know where I get that. That's how the trouble starts. Like, if you read the life of the great saints, like our Hazrat, like myself, I don't think I have lost from last 20 years, even one hanky too. Not a pair of socks. Sometimes I wish that my children will come after 2-3 years, they will raid everything of mine. But nobody steals. Why is that? I have learned from Hazrat Ji himself, until old age, when the dhobi comes, dhobi, you know, the man who washes, laundry man, he comes. So whenever he'll give clothes, he say, well, so many kurtas, so many trousers, so many hats, so many jockeys, it's called chaddi, they call it in Urdu, etc., etc., so many. When it comes, personally, you should see so many kurtas. So we learn this. When this, not from today, from 1963. And till today, that is my habit. Whenever I'll soak my clothes, then I'll write it. So many kurtas, so many hats, so many hankies, etc., etc. And I'll give it to the girl who's washing. And when I receive it again, I'll check up everything. The girl knows that the fundi is writing everything. She can't steal. 25 years, never lost a hanky to her. From where we learn system, from our Hazrat Ji. Not only zikrullah and namaz, even system we learn from him. Hazrat Munana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, system. He says, in the darkness, in the dark of the night, if you put your hand there, even though the matches, the one light goes off, where the matches is kept, where the candle is kept, etc., etc. Once he was very ill, very, very sick, went to the toilet. There was a special place where the lota used to be kept, the can, water can. Family wake up at night, they know where the lota is kept. Now he became unconscious, he fell. For about an hour he was unconscious. When he woke up, first thing, he was worried about the lota, that the family will wake up and they will look for the lota. Where is the lota? It might find very simple to you. It means not to give anybody takleef. Kisi ko takleef nahi. Lota talash karne ke liye bhi usko takleef mat do. So he went. He said, no, you don't know. He said, no. Where is that lota? So he picked up and said, when I fell down, became unconscious, they look for the lota, kept it in its place, then he went to the bed. Our Hazrat used to relate all this. So this is system. There are so many instances of that, but you have restricted me now, you see. Number two, you'll find suspicion. Too much of suspicion. So always between husband on petty, petty things. Suspicion. Going into husband's pockets. And she's going into her handbag. From where this letter came, where this phone number came, it might be a very close friend to. Even my wife was telling me, when she was studying in the class, so somebody passed her a recipe to give to my auntie. And she got a very tight smack for that, because he said, this boy passed you a letter. Gave you a letter, a love letter. It's not a recipe. And he showed him. But first she was smacked, then she was asked. You see, suspicion. And shaitan is always doing his work. Very small and minor things. Therefore one buzurg asked shaitan, he said, tumne dunya mein fasad macha rakha hai. There's so much of dissension in the world because of you. Shaitan said, I do nothing. He said, look at this, what's happening in the world. The deception and the deceit and the lies and the haram, all this carry on because of you. He says, I do nothing. He said, come here, see what. Went to a place where they sell sweet meat, and he put his hand in that syrup and just put it on the wall, that's all. 2 drops of syrup. The fly came. And when the fly came on the syrup, then the lizard came on that for the fly. And when the lizard was there, the cat was sitting there, that thing went for the lizard. When the cat went for the lizard, the dog was there, somebody's dog was, that thing went for the cat. And when the dog jumped, after it jumped on the kadai and the pot of that halwai of the sweet man, and the fella took the stick and hit the dog, and owner of the dog came, he started hitting this fella, sweet man, and the whole mohalla, they was fighting. See, I have done nothing, he said. You see, shira dala, only shira. Only this syrup, I have done nothing else, you see. But the whole mohalla and street was fighting, the sticks were out. You see, deception, suspicion. I'll give you one incident and I'll conclude my talk. They say, at the time of Abdul Malik bin Marwan, great ruler, one man came to the bazaar and he said, who wants to buy this slave? Who wants to buy this slave? And this slave is so strong and is so good. One man came, he said, I can do. Look at him, such a handsome slave. He looks very strong man. What is the price? He said, very cheap. Very cheap. He said, such a good slave. Itna acha ghulam. Aur itne kam damon mein. So cheap. He said, yes, I have to get rid of him. I have to get it. So why is that? He said, see, everything is good in him. Except one thing. He said, he does too much of backbiting and tail carrying. He said, one fault only. He says, so good ghulam, so nice slave, and so cheap. Chalo, main islah kar dunga iski. I'll make it islah. Koi shaykh buzurg hoga, bhai. Bhai, hum iski islah karte, chhoti baat hai ise. Hum to bhai ghibat ke baare bayan karte hi rehte hai ise. Back biting and bickering and tail carrying. Day and night we are talking about this thing. I'll make it islah. Okay, brought it to Dawood. And he's working so well. Lekin wo bichara apni aadat se majboor tha. His habit. 1-2 months, he said, so well. The fellow says, hey, my lucky stars, he said. Great khazana I got in the house, and so cheap. But now he's planning now, because food is not getting digested, because he's got a habit of this backbiting and tail carrying. One day he went to the wife, and made a very sad face, and he said, I didn't want to reveal to you, but pani sar se upar chala ja chuka hai, he said. Water has gone above the head now. What is that, he said? Husband is having an affair with a woman. And I can't see it, he said, that you must suffer. And he made this, like a masoom, sinless person, he made his face. Okay, what must you say? No, well, at night, with ustura, you know, jack razor, take one hair out from his beard and give it to me. I'll make such a taweez that he'll be your slave. Ustura say, not with anything else. Went to the husband again, he says, well, I don't want to tell you, but make namak halal hum, I'm eating your namak. And I don't want to be namak haram. And he has a very sad face and he says, it's gone very far now. You don't know what's happening in the house when you are leaving the house. He says, I can't see it. What's the problem? She's having an affair. And they want to get married, but they want to get rid of you. And tonight you'll be staying, she'll be there with the ustara to chop you, he says. And it happened. She went with the ustara to take the one hair out. And he was making a, you know, snoring away, false snoring. And when she went with that ustara, they caught a hand. And immediately with the same jack razor, killed her. When the people of the husband came to know, he said, well, they killed him. So 2 lives went because of this fellow's tail carrying and tail carrying. So suspicion. So at this auspicious occasion, may make dua for the bride and the bridegroom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a life of happiness, life of mutual understanding, and a clean life without suspicion, without bickering, and etc., etc. May she be a garment to him, and he may be garment to her. You know, nobody can reveal anything better than the Quran. And what Quran gave that example, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. She is your garment, you are her garment. It means hide Egypt as false. We're sitting hours talking about the wife's faults. Wife is talking about your faults. Hours you take it out. In the evening you go to the house and you're together again. You see, she's your garment. How the garment hides. I went one place to go and give lecture, I was ironing my clothes. I'm in a habit of ironing my own clothes, so I was ironing. So my kurta got burnt. Big patch in the back. And then I went to that place. It was not so hot, so I put my sherwani on to hide that big patch, you know. While I was lecturing like this, I felt very hot. I want to take my sherwani out. I said, well, that big patch will be shown. Everybody will see. They have a big laugh. Hey, it looks like so nice sherwani. But under the sherwani is a big patch there, you know, because I burned that kurta. So the sherwani was hiding my fault, my kurta. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she is your garment and you are her garment. He said, hide each other's faults. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them life of happiness, life of contentment, and may they be khair and good throughout their life. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقديرنا بها جميع الحاجات تطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير بارك الله بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجو بينكما في الخير وأخرج منكما رجالا كثيرا محفوظا من كل دير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا مع الراحة لقلوبنا وأبداننا والسلامة والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا وكن صاحبنا في سفرنا وخليفة في أهلنا واطمس على وجوه أعدائنا اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم حبب علينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهدين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم نعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق اللهم بك أسبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليه النشور لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد حي يميت حي لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير رضينا بالله ربا بالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول النبي أصبحنا على فطرة الإسلام وكلمة الإخلاص على دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ملة أبينا إبراهيم حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا المؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين